No, that's not a typical night at the Clown Motel in Tonopah. That's the Universal Horror Unleashed attraction at Area 15. The 110,000 square foot scare warehouse opened last Thursday as the anchor tenant of Area 15's Zone 2 expansion, which also officially debuted late last week. Horror Unleashed is a year-round haunt inspired by Universal's Halloween Horror Nights seasonal event at its theme parks. The Vegas attraction boasts four haunted houses or mazes and is rounded out by interactive themed zones, food and beverage spots, and live entertainment. Stated Nevada producer Mike Pravat, who covers arts and entertainment for Nevada Public Radio, stopped by Universal Horror Unleashed ahead of its opening weekend. Mike, before we talk about what's inside Area 15's new attraction, there's been a lot of media attention on Universal Horror Unleashed, especially from outside of Las Vegas. Why is this such a big deal?
So Universal, which is now owned by Comcast, they have this huge theme park division now, and they're having a huge year. They're also expanding very quickly. For instance, this year in Orlando, they opened up their fourth amusement park. It's called Epic Universe. It costs $7 billion to make, most expensive amusement park ever. They've also got a family park they're building in Texas. They've got a London amusement park they just announced. And this Horror Unleashed attraction is going to have a second depot over in Chicago. The theme park business is down a lot this year, so this is where there's actually some positive news, and I think the media outlets are also playing up the war between Universal and Disney in that theme park industry. This is also the first major year-round attraction for a horror or Halloween-esque attraction in Las Vegas. And no, that 2012 Eli Roth attraction, Gortorium, if you remember that on the Strip, was, you know, not exactly major. So Halloween promotions are now the most lucrative time of year for the theme parks. So this kind of thing was really a no-brainer.
So Halloween season itself is bigger than summer or even the Christmas holidays at amusement parks?
Yeah, for all age groups too. If you go to any of the Southern California theme parks on a Friday or Saturday night, anywhere between September 1st and October 31st, they're absolutely slammed. And I think that's largely because, one, horror is just really huge. If you think about it, three of the biggest movies this year so far, all horror movies. And two, Halloween at this point is probably just as big as Christmas. If you judge based on how early those decorations are in the stores, I mean, I've got a Spirit Halloween that just opened by my house and the parking lot is already busy. And we're obviously still in August.
I'll admit, Mike, I am not a big horror fan. So I'm curious, does this Universal Horror Unleashed warrant the hype?
I think mostly it does. You know, there's a couple of, you know, little quibbles I suppose I could have. But as an overall experience, this is a fun 2 or 3 hours in a very consistently themed space where you can break up the scares and the mazes with getting drinks or just getting a pizza slice. There's, like I said, there's a live show. It's not quite as consistently scary or as super immersive as the old Fright Dome attraction at Adventure Dome or even Universal Hollywood Horror Nights back in Southern California, which is the grandfather of this kind of attraction. But if you're a fan of horror, if you're a fan of Halloween theme park type promotions, this is a good scaled down approximate.
All right, let's talk about the mazes. What are they and how are they different from going to a regular haunted house?
So there are four. They take about 5 to 10 minutes each. They've all got a different theme. There's three of them that are specific to cinematic intellectual properties. You've got one based on the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and this maze is very loyal to the movie. If you've seen it, you'll recognize everything, including the main character, Leatherface, and he is everywhere. My guest for our visit last week screamed throughout the entirety of this maze and ran out the exit. So this is definitely one of the more scary mazes. Then you have one that's themed to the film Exorcist Believer. And the sort of pivotal part of this maze is an exorcism that the actors act out, though I personally was a little underwhelmed by that. I guess in general, this was probably my least favorite of the mazes. I think I was a little spoiled when Universal Studios did the original Exorcist as a maze back in 2016 in Hollywood. That was pretty terrifying. This one is, you know, not so much. It's definitely a little different, but I heard people screaming throughout it. So to each his own. Universal has finally been incorporating its classic movie monsters into its theme parks. Count Dracula, Creature from the Black Lagoon, others. And this maze at Horror Unleashed is kind of a greatest hits of that IP. And it's highlighted by the birth of the Frankenstein's monster right in the middle of it. And then finally, Universal rehashes one of its mazes from the Horror Night Halloween promotion, and it's called Scarecrow the Reaping. This is an original concept, and it was my favorite of the four.
Why was that?
Most of these mazes lean maybe just a little too much on the character actors that pop up and scare you. Most teenagers love this, but, you know, it doesn't really create a sort of nuanced environment, in my opinion. Scarecrow relied a little bit less on the scare actors and a little more on the sound and the visual effects and the things you had to touch to move forward through the maze, like the tattered burlap and the corn stalks, and there's a lot of fog, and it sort of ratcheted up the creep factor and made it harder to predict where those masked scare actors would surface. So I think the atmosphere kind of killed it here. You know, pardon the pun.
All right. I'll forgive it this one time, Mike. You describe it as a hangout, almost like it's a mini theme park. What about the dining, drinking, and shows that are also available? Did it feel like you were at an indoor theme park?
A little bit. I mean, it works if you know or realize that the whole concept of Horror Unleashed is based on a darkened warehouse where, you know, horror lurks in all the corners and beyond. And it might not work as much if you're going in expecting an indoor clone of Halloween Horror Nights at Universal in Hollywood or Orlando. Now, that said, there are more subtleties here in the Vegas version than at the theme park versions. For instance, the roaming actors, they're not just like popping out of bushes to scare you. They want to talk to you. They want to act. They want to show what their characters are about and how you figure into the whole thing. Maybe they do a demonstration. Some of them even fly above you. You know, the show is kind of multi-tiered. There's one that starts to take place above a bar, you know, some of these acrobatic costume actors. And then there's sort of a more interactive component in the middle of the second large room on the stage, and that makes the experience feel a little more complete. I also saw like a very quick little musical dance performance by Megan, and that's the AI doll from those recent horror movies. And it was kind of fun to watch all these things, enjoy a beer, and it is, you know, again, kind of a nice timeout from all the like more visceral scare stuff. There's also food, of course, and it's horror themed, and it's probably slightly better than your typical theme park fare.
Does that mean it's actually good?
They had tacos, and on top of the tacos were strips of churro. I was not expecting that, but by and large, it was pretty good. The pizza, the flatbread, there were some wings, I believe, you know, all of them were pretty solid.
It seems like Area 15 is expanding as quickly and as ambitiously as Universal's theme parks. Four new buildings, an airplane fuselage, and a parking garage now sit behind the original Area 15 Emporium, and there are two other adjacent buildings as well. Las Vegas City Councilwoman Olivia Diaz spearheaded a new so-called immersive district for Area 15 earlier this year. So what else is coming to the complex?
A lot. Enough to expand Area 15 to now a staggering 40 acres. How big is 40 acres, by the way? Area 15 has now got a tram that will take you throughout the entire compound. That's how big it is now. The next big attraction to come will be Felix and Paul Studios' Interstellar Ark. Winston Fisher of Area 15 has been on the show. He talked about it a little bit earlier this year. It is a massive space-themed virtual reality experience that I believe they actually filmed in space. There's also going to be this huge museum that's dedicated to ice cream. There's going to be an indoor skydiving attraction, another one of those escape games. There's going to be some retail, additional dining spots. It'll be both indoor and outdoor. They've also been installing a lot of new murals and sculptures all throughout the property. Some of them are locally made even. And as far as that fuselage is concerned, that is actually an old Burning Man installation that will now sit parked at Area 15. You'll be able to eat there, drink, hang out, and so forth. And I think what's remarkable about all of this is that, you know, Area 15 only opened in 2020. This was still during the pandemic. It was considered gutsy that they opened it while people were still, you know, largely kind of staying indoors, not traveling much. And it was a hit right out of the gate. I remember going the first week it opened and it was packed, at least as far as packed is concerned, during the pandemic when there was limited attendance. And it's been successful ever since. They've already drawn 15 million people. And I think also part of the reason why this has been kind of hyped in the press a lot is because Area 15 in and of itself is a big success story in the theme park slash attraction world.
Let me ask you, Mike, these sorts of attractions, money is not quite what it used to be. How much does something like this go into Area 15 and looking at the Universal Horror Nights? You know, how much would that cost?
If you're a local, tickets start at $59. I think they hit about $89. It just depends on the night you go. And then the prices go up for tourists and unlimited experiences and, of course, VIP. Maybe slightly more expensive than if you went to Meow Wolf's Omega Mart, which is also at Area 15, but certainly much cheaper than if you were going to Halloween Horror Nights in Universal City, California, where I think the last time I went 10 years ago, it was about $250. And I know it's only become more expensive since then. And keep in mind, too, like if you've spent $60 to see all of the mazes at Halloween Horror Nights and you think, well, okay, I'm good for the next like 2 or 3 years. Universal plans to update this. I would imagine they're going to trade out some of the themed mazes like they do for the amusement parks during the Halloween season. So it seems like this will be a constantly evolving attraction.
Mike Privat is a producer for State of Nevada. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is State of Nevada. This has been KNPR's State of Nevada. It's produced in Las Vegas by Nevada Public Radio. You can support thoughtful and engaging conversations just like these about issues that matter most to you by becoming a member at knpr.org. Also, for the latest news and updates, follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Blue Sky at Nevada Public Radio. You can also get in touch with us by sending us an email to son@knpr.org. I'm Paul Boger. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.